يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. O believers, avoid too many suspicions. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that in this blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, the order given regarding refraining from assumption is due to the fact that assumption is the cause of blaming one another. It could lead to many bad actions to appear. And he further writes, it exposes hidden enemy. When a person would be aware of these consequences, then he will avoid in believing his assumption about other person's fault in order to accuse him. Because sometimes action seems bad apparently, but in reality the action is not bad. Because there is a possibility that person is doing it by mistake, or the person looking, he is on mistake. Therefore, we have been ordered to refrain from excessive assumptions and bad assumptions. Respected Sheikh Allama Abdullah bin Umar Bayzawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, in this verse the phrase excessive assumptions is left unclear, so that Muslims get cautious from all assumptions. And also, he should ponder to the extent that he finds out the type of his assumption, because some assumptions are wajib, necessary, some are haram, forbidden, and some are mubah. This disease of bad assumptions is very much common in our society. I believe good assumptions, the pious people of Allah have got this quality. Otherwise, in this world, vast majority of the people are indulged in this disease of bad assumptions. Sheikh Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi says that assumptions are of two types. The first that comes in your heart, and you also say it from your tongue. If it is bad assumption regarding Muslim, then it is a sin. And the second that comes in your heart, but you don't say it from your tongue. Although this is not a sin, but one should clear his heart from this also. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that, indeed, it is bad to have bad assumption about a Muslim, unless or until it is proven to be true through a valid reasoning. There should be a valid ground or reason or an apparent fact in order to have an assumption for someone. For example, if someone is seen going to the factory of alcohol, someone sees and assumes him as an alcoholic, then it's not the fault of the person who is assuming this, rather it's fault of other person. Because Islamic law orders us to stop from going to such places, those places which could become a cause for others to accuse us. People could blame us for going to such places. Hence, in conclusion, bad assumption is a very important and crucial topic. We have not only been prohibited to avoid bad assumptions, but we have also been instructed to avoid those actions which lead towards bad assumptions. Some people have habit, I don't care, I don't bother, it's my life, I've got my own style, my own way. Oh, it doesn't work like this. We live in a society, we live amongst humans. Allah and His beloved Prophet Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some boundaries. We have to live within those boundaries, neither have bad assumptions about others, nor let others to have bad assumptions about you. Refrain from those acts which cause others to raise fingers. Some say, why people talk about me? It could be a result of their own actions. By the way, we all need to protect ourselves from bad assumptions.